Ryan Kapinski is the director of the program, which is called IO Avenue. He says it began a year ago as a joint effort involving the mayor's office, Florida A&M University, and Domi Station.
They realized that there was a gap for training technical talent that was in demand at both the state and the private industry here in Tallahassee. They also realized that not everyone in our community had access.
Kapinski says the need for people with this kind of training was made shockingly clear in a Tallahassee job study done by the career networking site LinkedIn.
Over 500 jobs were not fulfilled for a period of 6 months or longer, and those were jobs in a tech area.
So the jobs are there. Kapinski says the IO Avenue training consists of two tracks.
We have an introductory on-ramp program, which really teaches the fundamentals of what it means to be a software engineer and really goes over the fundamentals of computing, how a computer is built, how it's best used. And then our more advanced highway program really teaches software development using web applications. So they learn how to build web applications from scratch.
But Kapinski warns class space and the time to apply are both limited.
The programs, both the on-ramp and the highway program, start February 5th, and so they still have about 2 to 3 weeks to apply. We interview every candidate for about 5 to 10 minutes. It's just a short interview to get to know them, and really they can ask questions and we can ask them questions. But yeah, I would encourage everyone to apply on ioavenue.com.
Because, as Kapinski notes, there are a lot of rewarding creative jobs out there right now that are going unfilled. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.